This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for joining us this morning. We are back live. We're smack dab in the middle of holiday season, and we've all, boy, the Christmas spirit, woo! We are brimming with it. So it's good that you're here, in case you need some. We have extra. It's overflowing. Let's find out what's going on in the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. That's an app. And people listen to this fine radio show all around the world through radio.com. So get the app and listen to this show, and then listen to Alice the rest of the day. And we'll meet you back here, you know, the next day. So just basically what I'm saying is put on radio.com app, and then that's what your phone will do forevermore.
Yeah, and right after us is V. Hale.
Yeah, the new girl.
We got a new girl on the show.
Oh, honey.
She's fun.
Oh, you're a big fan?
We have happy houred with her, although we didn't go live with that because I don't think we were allowed to at the time. And we've been texting back and forth.
What do you mean allowed to? What is this?
Well, this is a week ago before we were allowed to say that she was coming
on. Oh, I thought maybe
right.
Someone said, you know, these drunken adventures you guys are doing, cut it out. No.
Yeah, no, nobody's told us that yet. Knock wood. I'm hoping it happens soon so we can stop with it. But after we did our drunken adventure last Friday, we got her on the phone and we zoomed with her and all met her and talked to her for a little bit.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was fun. And then, so she and I, we've got a whole relationship going on. You cute little muffin, you.
Yeah, you've referenced my brief exchange with her a couple times now, and I don't know where you're going with that.
Nowhere. Where would I be going with it? Why would you think I had any kind of ulterior motive?
I know that I wrote her congratulations upon the big announcement, and immediately she responds back with, "It took me a minute. I thought you were some creeper hitting on me," and I went, "Oh, great. Another chick who thinks it's all about her." Super.
It is. She's very cute. So probably it is all about
Jesus.
Her.
No. And I wrote back. I said, "No, I'm sure you're a very nice lady. I'm just telling you, I look forward to meeting you in person and welcome to the team and blah, blah." Jeez. Everybody hits on V. Hale, I guess, huh?
Turns out. So
Jeez.
V. Hale takes over for
us.
Oh,
good
for you, V.
God. Anyway, let's get off of V. Hale and on to some other stuff. So it's Cyber Monday. We already had Black Friday. I don't know how you all did. I didn't do much. In fact, I didn't shop really at all. A couple online things were purchased, but I didn't even consider.
All my Christmas shopping is done.
Searching. I just went, I know what I need, and I'm going to just get this over with.
That's one, it's like so awesome, just like sitting on a couch with your phone near you. Anytime you think it's like, oh, get that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You don't have to go anywhere. It's awesome.
Well,
I'm all done.
Anyway.
Done with it.
It's Cyber Monday, so I imagine a lot of people will be hitting the internets hard. Today's weather, sunny and 60, looking pretty good with no rain in the forecast and cold overnight in Tahoe. So they're able to make snow.
And keep it.
And I imagine that Johnny will talk to you about that when you guys record your Johnny Pod tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
I know I've seen some of his posts. He's up there.
He sure is.
So that's
cool.
They're
having a ball, looks like.
The Niners got a win, an unexpected win. Big win, actually. They beat the Rams 23-20 over the weekend. And unfortunately, the Eagles played the Seahawks on Monday Night Football, and I don't expect much. the Seahawks. Well, I expect the Seahawks to, you know,
well, throttle there'll be a game. Them. That's always fun. You can watch a game.
Put it on, sure. Also, you know, we've been hearing in the news about the backslide, and we're throughout the Bay Area officially all in purple. All the indoor dining's canceled. Maybe we're not all officially in purple, but we're all, it's bad news.
Yeah, it's, there's no good news coming out of that corner, except that it's at some point we'll have a vaccine.
That's, right. You know, so we just got to wait out this sort of, it's clear though that the holidays, caused a major surge, you know? So we hit, Halloween and then we hit Thanksgiving and then we had the vote. So I guess maybe that could be.
I guess
part of it. I thought
just
most people
are. It's like you said, caution fatigue. I think people are just widening their circles, and when somebody gets it, they spread it to everybody, and then those people see the few people they think they're in a bubble, but they're not.
Right. Right.
You know, I think I'm in a bubble, but I'm also not. You know, nobody is really. When you really think about seeing one person that's not in your immediate family and that has even left your house, people go out and get groceries. You're not.
Yeah, I mean, I go get groceries for my family all the time, but I also am masked up and I do the.
Well, you do what you
wash
can.
Wash my hands, and I feel comfortable with it. I don't think I'm putting myself at great risk. I do realize I'm out, but I don't think it's as bad as being at a party.
No,
you said you got ripped over the holiday. Were you just with your four family members? Just you guys, or
no? We have our bubble that isn't a bubble. As we had a big long discussion about, we all learned some songs and we rocked some songs out. And actually, it's funny because I zoomed with Bryn and then Bryn added Nicole. And so, but here's my fear is that the only mic they could hear, the only music they could, I think it was like isolated vocals.
It was, yeah.
Oh, God. That was fun. I'll bet that was really
fun. So, wait a minute. You were having a party.
No, not a party. Just our regular.
It's kind of a party.
No, we all learned the songs.
Okay.
Two couples, the same couples we're always with. And by the way, they had every single one of them had a negative test in the last week. Which is
what about you?
I don't go out. I don't take a test. If it came into my house, it came in through the groceries, which John does the same thing as you. He's all masked up and does his whole thing.
Right.
So.
All right.
Knock wood. But like I said, everyone's sick of it. You know?
Yeah.
You don't really know who's got what, and so you're taking your chances. But anyway, we all learned songs
and jammed it out and had some drinks.
We rocked it out. Yeah, hell yeah.
Good for you guys.
Yes, it was fun.
Anyway, so I teased you with this. It's just an interesting way to look at this upcoming. I mean, we've already had Thanksgiving. Christmas is next. It's big. I don't want to forget Kwanzaa and Hanukkah.
Right.
Also big, important holidays. Anyway, they're saying here in this story, the pandemic has removed some of the stress, despite the fact that we're stressed about catching COVID. If everybody stays put, you have a perfect excuse to not have to entertain. You don't have to travel. It takes everything off your plate.
Right.
By the way, the cats are going nuts on the couch behind you.
Sorry. I
was watching for a while.
My screen thing that I put behind me is out. It's outside in the outside room.
What?
Yeah, he moved it out for the non-party.
For the party.
That we didn't have.
Oh, right.
That looked like a party. It was fun.
Your
audience.
Yeah, looked like one.
That's what I meant, Sarah.
It's not one, but it looked, no one was having fun. Not a party.
Anyway, a survey of people said that people expect this to be a less stressful year than normal.
Yeah, 150,000%. And I will say this about COVID. This is one thing I love about COVID. You just go, nah, I'm not doing that. This is the one thing I love about COVID. This is wrong.
It's an excuse to do nothing.
It's an excuse it's the built-in excuse. I'm sorry, but we can't do that. We're isolated.
People should be traveling less this year, fewer parties, fewer family gatherings, fewer arguments over whose family to spend time with.
Oh, my God. Fewer talks about politics. Oy.
Clear calendars. So, and all of those are huge sources of stress. So,
huge.
Yay?
They really, no, it, well, sort of yay. Because for some people, they live for the stress of Christmas. I really feel like there are people who really would celebrate it all year round, and they just, you know, have to put it on hold until at least the very end of the summer. Because there are some people that are into that. And I feel bad for them because they're not going to get to party the way that they want to. But for me, I'm like, I love being alone.
Well, actually, you don't, though. You like being with
a
John,
select
at the
tiny...
very least.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean alone with my family.
Right. Okay. I was going to say, that's not you at all. You'll just get on the phone and call Bryn if you're alone too much.
I know. That's true. Well, exactly. Bryn likes it. Bryn doesn't mind it. Do you?
We're just hanging out. Sometimes we turn on Zoom and I'll just walk away.
Yeah.
She's busy doing stuff.
Yeah. We're busy. So we just have it on. We background. Can check in, you know.
Oh, that's nice.
It's nice.
Well, I'm busy with Cameron, too. So.
Yeah. You got stuff going on. I might have to go change my outfit into something, you know, fancier. I don't know.
Why? Because you spilt food on the first one?
Maybe. What for whatever reason, Vinny, I don't know why I'm changing my clothes so much. I'm such a fashion plate.
All right. That leads me to my next story. As we've been interacting with a lot fewer people, and it's going on a year now, by the way.
Coming on up.
Boy, the foolishness of us thinking 6 to 8 weeks, huh?
Yeah, remember the early days when it was like, Tiger King, fun. Oh, we're all watching. Oh, this is great. I mean, we weren't like it was great. It was weird, but it was still those early days. We felt like, you look back on them now, it's like we were so innocent back then. Yeah. We had no idea the S show that was coming.
Right. Anyway, a lot has changed over the course of the year. And this is a survey of people who say, I've thrown in the towel. Men are shaving way less often than they used to.
Yeah.
People are spending entire days wearing what they slept in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. And winning.
A third of people say, I don't do anything to my hair anymore. Anything.
No
haircut, no gel, no dye,
washing it.
No stuff at all.
I'm fully gray.
You are fully gray, aren't you?
I am. I actually thought it would be grayer than it is. It's pretty gray, though. Yeah, I'm never going to do anything to it again either.
You're just going to roll that rock
gonna,
that.
I'm going to buzz cut it every 6 months and be done with it. It's awesome.
Good for you. There's another level, everyone. That is...
Leave it to me to take it to the next level. I haven't changed my underpants in 3 weeks and my hair sucks.
Okay, come on. That's not true. Please. You change your underpants,
believe
right?
It. Never. Oh my God. Come Why on. Would I? Why bother?
I think because you call it, what did you call that? A self-cleaning oven?
Okay. Down there. Okay, I changed them last week sometime.
All right.
I'll give you that.
Anyway, some people say, I'm not even wearing deodorant anymore.
Oh, you gotta wear deodorant.
I know,
you
that
stink.
Doesn't seem right.
I can't, you know, I wouldn't wear deodorant except I can't stand the smell of myself. Like,
right.
The other day ago, I forgot to put deodorant on after my shower. I'm like, what is that stench? What is that?
Those are your underarms.
What is it? And right. Then I went, oh my God, it's me. And I wasn't even doing anything. It was just the general stench that comes from there. Like,
no, you're, look, I'm
hideous.
Happy to admit I can do nothing. And I'm not happy to admit it. I take it back. I don't like admitting it, but I will admit I could do nothing if I don't wear deodorant by midday. I stink.
Right?
I have to wear deodorant.
Then I'm like, I think I have to shower again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think I can just roll on a cover up for this. I think I have to get in there and put the soap on.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. So that's what I did.
So for those people who've stopped wearing deodorant, don't stop. You should stick to
wear deodorant.
A quarter of people say a lot less likely to shower daily now.
Yeah, I'm less likely to shower daily.
I still do all the same stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's easy for you. You're hairless.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't. Nothing's changed for me as far as that goes. I still shave every other day or so, and I shower daily, if not twice, depending on my workout or a surf.
Yeah, if you work out, you have to shower.
Right.
I mean.
It's still.
Bryn's hair's gotten huge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bryn, you're growing it out. Are you going to grow it back down?
Shake it out, though.
Friday,
it was like a
halo all around
the background.
Never mind.
It's all right. Yeah, I'm letting it grow.
Yeah. I mean, All right.
Why not, right?
Why not?
And then I'll shave it off again at some point. Just maybe when we're back out of quarantine.
I used to do that when it would all grow. Now it's so patchy. I'm like playing with you guys.
You want
off? Get out of here.
Cares.
Patches.
Who the hell cares?
I'm going to grow patches of hair? Who wants that?
Well, I mean, let's see what it looks like.
No. It looks bad. It looks like something's wrong with you.
Cute.
What a tack that spot on your head. What's going on there?
Yeah, your brother does have weird... He looks like a monk or something.
I'm not sure what he's going for, but he definitely owns it.
Oh, we're talking about dong?
Dong, yeah.
Old dirty dong, yeah.
He owns that.
All right.
All the sides coming out.
He does, in fact, own it.
One of the effects this pandemic has had on a lot of people is it turns out they read lips. They didn't realize how bad their hearing was until they couldn't read. That cat is so funny. He's going absolutely ape crap on the top of the couch right behind your head. Like right next to you.
I can see him.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I actually think it's cute. It's just I look up and then I go, oh my God, they're dueling. They're having
a war. Tearing it up.
Right. Anyway, it just turns out a lot of people didn't realize they'd picked up lip reading along the way.
Rip leading?
Yeah, something like that.
Good Lord.
Hey, it's my first break back. Give me a break.
I'm with you.
Anyway, now they realize they're going to have to get their ears checked at some point after this whole thing's over because hearing started to go.
It's muffled, too. Like, it's not just that you can't read people's lips. It's that people they're talking through material. Like, get your ears checked. That's always a good thing to do, right? You might as well. But I don't think it's possible. It's a combination of things.
Right.
I agree. Yeah.
There's a 40-year-old guy named Andrew Marr in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Did you want that?
Omaha. Somewhere near Lincoln, Nebraska.
Nice.
It's not the town, but...
Last Tuesday night, he threw a serious adult tantrum at the grocery store. Man, grocery store people have never had to deal with so much crap in their lives, right?
They didn't even know they were frontline workers, it turns out.
This included him destroying metal detectors and a wine rack and then using a no parking sign with a concrete, bucket attached to the bottom of it to smash up cars in the parking lot.
Oh, my God. Who can even lift those? What is he, on meth?
Yes. As a matter of fact, he was on meth. Yes.
Well, there you go.
When the cops got there, he told him he was upset because he's pretty sure someone in that store stole his dope pipe.
Oh.
Cops searched him and found his dope pipe. So there's
the
good news.
Oh, there it is. All right, great. Okay, so you guys... Wait, what?
It was in his pocket the whole time.
Idiot.
So that's great, except he did about $7,000 in damage, and he was arrested for criminal mischief and possession of a controlled substance because he's a meth guy. So...
Yeah, meth guys. They, get your ass together, meth guys.
Meth. Yuck. No.
Just having heard the stories about meth and seeing the pictures of the people on it, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
I know.
I don't know why anyone does. It's like, well, no, I've seen it. No, would be my answer.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. I don't wear deodorant, but twice a month now. I don't need to at store only when a lady friend comes over. Must be where they work, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe.
I dated a girl who mysteriously never wore it and never stunk. Now, I don't know how she did that, but she did that. Never.
So crazy.
Didn't own it. Didn't like.
Didn't need it.
Big days ahead.
Like, let me smell.
Never. Nothing. And I'm the odor police, so believe me, I would have gladly. Pointed out, I think I smell something on you.
And it's funny because having used it for years and years and years without fail, it is surprising when you miss a day and you go, oh my God.
I fully need this.
That thing is where it's working so well, you think you don't need it. You totally need it. You're like, oh, I couldn't possibly. I mean, that's a breakthrough once in a while, right?
Right. No. It gives you this, right, you can't.
You think, oh, I'm perfect.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't even want my kids to go, oh, God, Dad stinks. Gross.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't want anyone to think that about me ever at any time.
Exactly. You know? Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Jeopardy, Mike Tyson, and Jennifer Lawrence after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.